In Baghdad, Iraq's governing council meets today with U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer to consider plans to deploy as many as 10,000 Turkish troops in Iraq. Yesterday, Turkey's parliament voted overwhelmingly in favor of a U.S. request to provide soldiers to help with peacekeeping in Iraq. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad that many Iraqis are suspicious about the deployment. Some are even hostile.
In the mountain towns of northern Iraq, the suspicion runs very deep. This Kurdish enclave has an uneasy relationship with their northern Turkish neighbor. There are already 4,000 Turkish troops stationed in the mountains of Iraqi Kurdistan. Iraqi Kurds say they refuse to go home. Another 10,000 Turkish soldiers in Iraq? Journalist Hayman Harami says they will not be welcome by Iraq's Kurds.
You don't know the rate of the resentment toward the Turkish troops. Because the Turkish troops, they are not coming here as the peacekeepers. They are coming here as the peace destroyers.
Kurds point to an incident 3 months ago when U.S. soldiers arrested a team of Turkish special forces suspected of planning an attack on the Kurdish mayor of the Iraqi town of Kirkuk. Iraq's foreign minister, a Kurd himself, was the first to speak out about the Turkish deployment. Last night, other members of the Iraqi Governing Council spoke publicly of their concerns. Mahmoud Othman is a member of the U.S.-appointed Governing Council.
We are opposed mainly to the troops of the neighboring countries, Turkey, Iran, Syria, Jordan, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia. We think they all had some problem with Iraq before. Turkey in particular, if it comes in, there will be problem with the Kurds, there will be problem with other people. This is our country. This is our people. What are they coming to do?
But the council has no veto power. The Americans called the shots. The governing council stopped short of a direct confrontation. They drafted a negative resolution last night, but they did not issue it. How many Turkish troops deploy, where they deploy, and how they get there are all sensitive questions. The easiest way is to cross the northern border. But Iraqi Kurds don't want the Turkish army using land corridors through Iraqi Kurdistan. Turkish troops could also be unwelcome in the south, where they are seen as representatives of the former Ottoman Empire. Iraqi Shias have a bitter history with Turks that go back to Ottoman times. Reports from Washington suggest that Turkish troops will likely deploy in central Iraq, known as the Sunni Triangle, where U.S. forces have faced some of the stiffest armed opposition. In Baghdad, in the predominantly Sunni neighborhood of Adamiya, Iraqis discuss the latest news over their morning tea. Like many Sunnis, Abdullah Ahmed says he wants an end to foreign troops in the country, not more of them.
Foreign troops into Iraq would only compound the felony. If you have any foreign troops, you are only pouring oil on the fire.
In Washington, the Turkish deployment is a welcome relief. Turkey has experience in peacekeeping operations, troops trained in nation-building operations, and as a NATO member, a history of working with American and British troops. But Turkey also has a long history with Iraq, and are likely to be seen not as Muslim soldiers, but another army of occupation. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.